Blessed be God, who creates out of nothing, who shapes beauty out of chaos, breathes life into dust, delights in designing difference, and embodies in each human the image of our Maker. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God, who gives each person a purpose, calling the young for their energy and the old for their wisdom, refusing to discriminate in terms of race, colour, intellect, or giftedness, affirming forgotten worth, identifying hidden potential, redeeming deep regrets. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God, who forsakes heaven to live on earth, who in Jesus is truly flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone, vulnerable to pain, rumour and conflict, open to question, committed to heal, sentenced to death, destined for resurrection, vindicating the power and the love of God, ever holy, ever one. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be the Maker, the Son, and the Spirit in our lives and in our worship. Amen. In the mystery of your presence, no words are needed. In the depth of your silence, no sound is necessary. In the face of your word, no voice need respond. Be still, you say, and know that I am God. So we will be still and listen to the beating of our hearts, to the racing of our minds, to the pondering of our souls, knowing that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, is beating, moving, provoking within us and among us. And we will be still and listen for the cry of the voiceless, for the groaning of the weary, for the pain of the wounded, for the sigh of the victim, for the laughter of children, for the song of gladness, knowing that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, enables crying, groaning, sighing, and also brings song and laughter. We will be still, and if we do not take off our shoes, we will yet remember that this is holy ground, because you have promised to be where your people meet in Jesus' name. And so we will wait, patiently or impatiently, we will wait for Jesus. Amen. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for God, and God bent down to hear me. God lifted me from a murky pit and set me firmly on a rock where I can stand confidently. God put a new song on my lips, a song of praise to my Maker. Many will look on in wonder and put their trust in God. Countless are your wonders, O God. In goodness you have no equal. We would proclaim all your works, were they not too many to number?
Psalm 19, verses 1 to 6. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. One day pours out its song to another, and one night unfolds knowledge to another. They have neither speech nor language, and their voices are not heard, yet their sound has gone out to all lands, and their words to the ends of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, that comes forth as a bridegroom out of his chamber, and rejoices as a champion to run his course. It goes forth from the end of the heavens and runs to the very end again, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Before the ending of the day,
now our prayers for others. Let us now in prayer remember and call out to God for those whom the following words of Scripture bring to mind. Remember those who tonight will cry, "I wish to God it were morning," and come morning will cry, "I wish to God it were night." Remember those whose pillows are soaked with tears and whose eyes are tired and dim with weeping. Remember those who, for whatever reason, may want to say, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Remember those for whom the light that was in them has turned to darkness, and that darkness is doubly dark. Remember those who, in looking to tomorrow, deeply hope that the sick will be healed, the stranger welcomed, the prisoner released, the poor hear good news. And let us, in confidence, share with God our own hopes and longings. Glory to God our Maker, to God's own Son, who is Christ our Lord, to the Spirit who dwells in our hearts, both now and for ever. Amen. There is a time for every purpose under heaven, and a prayer for every person on earth. A prayer for those in physical pain or mental anguish. A time for the emotionally bruised and broken. A time for those who fear tomorrow. A time for those who have been blessed today. A time for letting go or for picking up. A time for what we only share with God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of the watching ones, the waiting ones, the prayerful and positive ones, the angels in heaven, the child in the womb. Give us your benediction, your good word for our souls, that we may rest and rise in the kindness of your company. Amen.